WTAW News Time is 6:05. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight starts several local celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States.
Come out to the Lincoln Recreation Center's Tarot Pavilion for praises at the pavilion Monday night at 6 p.m. Then Thursday morning at 9 a.m., the Freedom Walk will start at the Lincoln Center and end at the George Bush Library, followed by a free educational storytelling program. The celebrations continue Thursday evening with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Gates open at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum begins the day with storytelling.
And the people are just going to feel free to get up and talk about their experiences, or just sit down and talk about how they celebrated Juneteenth back in the day.
Velma Spivey says a free lunch will follow, and then they'll continue the day with a young entrepreneurs forum, and then the movie Selma at 6 that evening. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Apartment dwellers around Bryan have or will be getting a letter from the fire marshal's office. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds everyone with grills, regardless of the fuel source, to get them away from far away from structures.
10 feet is what we recommend. We get this recommendation off of a code rule over in our codes for the commercial properties that are residential, such as apartment complexes, where the code has established an absolute rule. We use that as a guideline for all the homeowners who have control over this that the code doesn't.
Bouse also suggests having nearby a fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed if an ember ignites the yard or the deck around the cooking site. A unanimous Bryan City Council supports staff changes in the administration of how money is spent from the hotel occupancy tax. Chuck Condorla is among the city's representatives to the Convention and Visitors Bureau that recommends how much hot money is given to events in the Twin Cities.
The real meat of this proposed agreement is more onus on the event to prove that they made the impact they claimed they would make. If they don't make that impact, if they don't prove it, they get a portion of the 75% remaining, or none. I mean, they could even, and maybe even not even have future funding.
Event organizers requesting hot funds are required to go through one of two training sessions provided by the CVB. The council called for a doubling of the number of sessions to once each quarter. There's more information about 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station and two other counties that took place in April and May. According to arrest reports on new charges from College Station police, more than 300 items were recovered from a detached garage at a home near Milliken. The items were linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Grimes County, and 6 in the city of Austin. A Bryan man, 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez, and two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Sean and Kenneth Greer, were arrested on new charges of engaging in organized criminal activity. The 91st birthday of President George H.W. Bush was when the first chief of staff was in town for a function at the Bush Library. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu met with reporters in part about his new book about the 41st president.
I think one of the interesting things I found with the president is that his mother's admonition to him, don't brag and bend your knees when you volley, both parts of that kind of governed a lot of what he did. He never bragged about himself. He always tried to share the glory and the limelight with everybody involved. And the second part was just as important, where she, you know, it comes from tennis, and basically she was saying, look, if you do anything, there's a right way to do it the right way. And I think that's the way this president operated all the time.
Sununu says he wrote the book titled The Quiet Man because it was time for someone to brag about the president's accomplishments, including passing the most domestic policies except for Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt. WTAW News Time is 6:09, 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines. in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Any sun will give way to clouds today. Showers and thunderstorms will develop. Temperatures are going to be up to 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 70. Partial sun tomorrow. Again, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow later in the day. Highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night. They'll taper off. Lows near 75. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie Track and Field not winning the championship, but still placing a couple on the top of the podium. Nick Banks was named D1 Baseball All-American. And from LoneStarGridiron.com, Coach Lee Fedor from Navasota is the 4A Class Coach of the Year. Plus Brazos Valley Bombers, NBA playoffs, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be back. Appreciate you filling in.
No, really. Welcome back.
But LSU finished ahead of A&M in track. Kind of hated to see that. Over there in Baton Rouge going, see, we're fine.
And the ladies, though, were third.
Yeah. So, an Arizona Coyotes fan got to take out her frustration on the mayor.
Yes, she did.
See, here's the deal. I mean, they it's actually Glendale, Arizona, where that's happening. But TV station there reports that a disgruntled fan named Rhonda Pearson used a stun gun on the Glendale mayor Saturday as part of a charity pledge. The mayor's name is Jerry Weirs. Volunteered to be stunned with a taser at a mall event if a $10,000 donation was made to an Arizona charity to support first responders. And obviously they wanted to make sure he wasn't injured, so they were standing by. But anyway, organizers say that Rhonda, for her part, and other Coyotes fans, showed up with a $10,000 money order. I don't know how she got to be the one to zap him. But anyway, the deal is that the Glendale City Council voted last week to end the arena lease agreement with the Coyotes. Are they Coyotes or the Coyotes out there?
The Coyotes.
All right. If they're in Texas, they'd be Coyotes because we know how to say it right.
Correct.
Judge Friday temporarily halted the termination. She gained attention on social media for a public rant against the mayor, so I guess that's the way that she did it. So, you see, something good can come out of you being active in social media. You might be able to tase the mayor if that's something that's good. Speaking of mayors, the mayor of a central New Jersey town called Belmar, New Jersey, has barred non-residents from entering the community via the major highway. The mayor, his name is Matt Doherty, announced the decision on Twitter that posted about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He said traffic in the town from Route 35 is, quote, shut down immediately, unquote, because, well, he said the community, which has 6,000 people, had, his words, reached its capacity.
Jeez.
So the decision was for public safety reasons.
We're closed.
Yeah, thousands of people came there on Sunday to conclude the day of the 29th annual Seafood Festival or hit local beaches. He says full-time residents can bypass the road closures by showing their driver license, but the rest of you tourists, stay out of here.
One in, one out policy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Of course, if you want to put your credit card in a bucket and pass it through, we'll use it for a little while and then give it back to you.
We got a lot of information.
I mean, the head of the Chamber of Commerce is going, no, that's not what it's about.
Got a bunch of big burly troopers bouncing people at the highway.
We're not doing that.
Covers $10.
Yes.
A town cover charge.
That's
I love it.
Yep. Yeah, the city with a cover charge.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader trade-in Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Day 166, we got 199 to go. That makes it Monday, June the 15th. It's Global Wind Day. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, it's Smile Power Day.
Smile Power?
Look up at the sun and smile.
What sort of hippy-dippy website are you getting?
Yeah,
this
no kidding. Well, yeah. It's a motorcycle ride to work day.
All right.
That works in some places not so much.
Not for us today.
Yeah, nature photography day. Uh-huh. That's kind of interesting. And it's a Magna Carta day. 1215, if I'm correct. This was the deal that pretty much told the king he was not above the law. Well, any man was not above the law, but certainly the king wasn't either, so there you are. We'll see. I think I got a chance to see the Magna Carta. I think the Ross Perot copy, because they roll it out from the archives every once in a while. I happened to be in D.C. that day.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, you can sometimes the Magna Carta is out there. I mean, it's not like it goes on a mall tour or anything, but, you know, it's out there sometimes if you want to see it. Okay, and then we got birthdays, too.
Tim Lincecum is 31 years old, the San Francisco Giants pitcher who won two Cy Youngs in his first two seasons in the major league.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
He's making a lot of money.
Yes, he is.
Elizabeth Razor is 40 from Twilight movies. Neil Patrick Harris from Tony fame, as well as How I Met Your Mom.
Oh, and Doogie Howser.
And Doogie.
Yeah.
42 years old. Jake Busey. He never had a chance, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He's 44. Lee Remy is 45 years old. Ken Jeong is 46. You know him from the Hangover movies.
Oh, okay.
Ice Cube as well. You don't.
No, I do. I know who he is. Yeah, I know who he is. I saw the first one.
Ice Cube is 46.
And he's on CSIs or something like that.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is 51. Helen Hunt is 52. Julie Haggerty is 60. You'll remember her from Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Belushi is 61. And Russell Hitchcock, who I had to look up, one half of the power ballad duo Air Supply.
Well, you didn't have to look that up. You could have gone, oh, okay, fine.
No, I wanted to know.
Oh. Wade Boggs, baseball player for a long time, 57. And Xavier Hollander, you remember her, the happy hooker. 72. Well, what? That's what she was called, right? Anyway.
And good Monday to you.
Well, it was a fishing book, wasn't it?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Hillary is now relaunching her campaign. According to her advisors, the goal is to reintroduce Hillary to America and make her more relatable to everyday Americans. Well, obviously, the first attempt has failed miserably. Remember, she recently showed up at a Chipotle with giant sunglasses like Anna Wintour. Didn't speak to a single person. Meanwhile, centrist Democrats are worried about her hard shift to the left on progressive policies. By abandoning the middle, Hillary is now attempting to rebuild the Obama coalition of years past. The only problem is Hillary's not Obama. She's not her husband. She's not likable. She's not charismatic. Good luck with that one.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. News Talk 1620 WTAW, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Booth City, and Coors are proud to present the 44th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Center June 25th, 26th, and 27th starting at 7:30 p.m. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company and the Catalina Cowgirls. For the kids, petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Be a part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club June 25th, 26th, and 27th at 7:30 p.m.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 6:21. We didn't do the percentages of rain. Yeah, they don't do that very much anyway. And yesterday, you know, we got a little bit of shower.
Yeah, we did. Poured down rain.
Nice. Yeah. Now, did it rain at your house, Patrick?
It did.
Okay. Because I didn't know. Because Kevin and I both lived down in South County, mm-hmm. and I got about an inch of rain at my house, and. Actually, I'm trying to establish some new grass up in the city.
Well, that helps then.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I wanted to make sure it rained up in Bryan.
No, so. I made it plenty squishy out
good,
there.
Good. All right, 70% chance of showers today, 60% tonight, then 80% on Tuesday and Tuesday night. It's going to be fat rain, apparently, too. And 70% chance of showers on Wednesday. Actually, we keep it pretty much at least a 40% or greater chance of showers all week long. So, and again, how bizarre. How bizarre is this? This is June. We're in the middle of June now, and not having to talk about drought and
no.
You know, water banning or anything.
Highs
kind
in
of
the
stuff.
Mid-80s.
I haven't turned my sprinklers on yet.
Yeah, it's kind
of. I have not literally turned the automatic system even on.
It's kind of a neat deal. All right, so do we go for quality? You know, now's the time when kids are trying to get accepted to colleges.
Okay.
And oh, by the way, since I was gone last week, y'all just have to act like it's a new story if I do something that y'all did last week. That's the rule.
We'll just say, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you go for quality or quantity when it comes to getting accepted into a university or college?
Oh, it depends on what you're going for, yeah. I'm
well,
guessing.
If you're going for quantity, one graduating senior in Chicago does not have to stress. Arianda Alexander accepted into 26 colleges. Was awarded a combined total of more than $3 million in scholarships.
Whoa.
Now, obviously, she can't have them all because,
no.
You know, if she doesn't go to that school, then
decisions,
she doesn't get
decisions,
it.
Decisions, though.
Yeah. Graduated as valedictorian in her class at Kenwood Academy High School in Chicago. How do you get a 5.1 grade point average on a 4 scale? See,
extra credit.
Yeah, see, I don't go for that at all. And, I mean, I understand if y'all have got, you know, Einstein at home, that's great. But I just, you know, anyhow.
Does any of that count? Like, if some of those classes were college credits, would you allow that?
And no. I was never in danger of doing that. You know, mediocrity was my middle name. So,
emphatically,
yes.
No.
Arianna was inspired to aim high with encouragement from her parents. Good for them. And also seeing previous Kenwood students awarded about $1 million in scholarships. Ultimately, sorted through those dozens of options and made the decision to go Ivy League. She went to the University of Pennsylvania. She'll go this fall, thanks to advice from one of her teachers. That's good as far as quantity is concerned. How about quality? Last Wednesday, Kwanzi Ennin in New York, a high school student accepted to every Ivy League school.
Yep, I saw that.
Can you name them? Harvard, Yale, Brown, Columbia, Penn, Dartmouth, Princeton, Cornell. He went with you.
All of them suck at football.
No! Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they all suck at football.
Where was he accepted?
No. He chose Yale.
Oh, okay.
He chose Yale, right. So there you go. All right, 6:24.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I got to give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Yesterday was Flag Day. of course, July the 4th, we also display the flags. So in that vein, some things you may or may not have known about Old Glory. Betsy Ross didn't make the first one. She did make flags in Philadelphia within a few years after the design first came out, which was 1777. But the story about her making the first one didn't come out until 1870. There's never been any real evidence of it, and most evidence points to the fact that her son was a great PR guy. What about the colors? Well, the colors really don't symbolize American sacrifice. Officially, the colors don't symbolize anything at all. They were picked because the first flag of American colonies had the same colors. And before that, the British Union Jack. It was never a tradition to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in Congress. They've only been doing that in the House for 25 years. And in the Senate since 99. They started doing it for political reasons during the Bush Dukakis presidential campaign. It is not illegal to burn the flag. That's only a myth. Flag burning used to be illegal, but the laws were struck down in 1989 when the court decided flag burning should be protected as a form of free speech. And if I'm not mistaken, you can take your flag, if it's been torn up and tattered, to the VFW hall, and they will burn it ceremonially. And I know for years there have been stores that have produced their American flag 4th of July shirts. Well, it's not patriotic according to the U.S. flag code. You're not supposed to sell or display anything that has an image of the flag on it, if the flag is a distinguishing mark. And by the way, the flag code isn't enforceable by law, but it is the official guidelines for how people are supposed to treat the flag. So you might think you're being patriotic by wearing it on your shirt or whatever, but the flag code says it's disrespectful. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where they'll do appraisals for you. And a lot of times, a lot of folks don't like to leave their jewelry there. Well, David's has worked out a way where you don't have to do that. Many times, they don't need to take the jewelry. They can evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, and they'll send you the paperwork in a couple days so you get to take the jewelry back home with you. And the same goes for collections. A lot of folks have inherited things that they may or may not know much about. David can help you with that. He'll take a glance for free to determine whether or not a further appraisal is necessary. To go meet Dave, head down to College. He's in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to the IHOP, or you can find him online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our five locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our five clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Temps about what we'd expect. Well, actually, a little bit cooler. Upper 80s and maybe around 90 by the end of the week. Lows will be in the middle 70s, so that happens. It's the chances of showers that are unusual. 70% chance today, 60% tonight, then 80% Tuesday night, and then 70% on Wednesday, and then probably 40 or 50% on Wednesday night and Thursday night. So as we get toward the weekend, chances of rain diminish a little bit, but anyhow, some of this rain could be heavy. Right now, there's just not much out there, however. Most of it's way out to the west. It's pleasant outside, I guess. I mean, 97% relative humidity, but the little wind that we have is from the northeast at 3. So from that standpoint, it does make it at least a little bit more comfortable. And we're looking at 74 degrees right now.
Ever have a great idea for a product or service? Well, until you do something with that idea, nothing much is going to happen. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
You've probably had an idea that you were sure could be successful, but nothing really happened with it. And the reason nothing really happened with it is probably because
people envision something so huge that they don't know where to start. And the key is you need to start with some super small experiments to test the concept. And then, of course, if it doesn't work out, it's not a big failure. It was just an experiment.
Innovation expert Tina Selig, author of the book Insight Out, Get Ideas Out of Your Head and Into the World, says not everything has to be the next Apple or Microsoft.
Let's say I make some fabulous new cookies, and I go, wow, these are so incredible. I could run a global cookie company with these cookies. Well, you know, the first step is bake a few cookies, maybe take them to your local farmer's market and see if people like them. You know, instead of starting with I need a big national company, start with something small. If it doesn't work, no big deal. You go back to the drawing board.
A good example of trying little experiments comes from Tina's friend, Jeff Hawkins,
who founded Palm. Remember the Palm Pilot? In order to test the concept, you know what he did? He actually cut out a piece of wood the size of his future Palm Pilot and carried around with him in his pocket just to see, would I actually want to carry something like this around? You don't even have to do the electronics. Do a quick early experiment to see if even conceptually it makes sense.
Tomorrow, why your big idea should really be one of many. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A letter from the Bryan Fire Marshal's office is going out to apartment complexes informing residents that outdoor cooking must be done at least 10 feet away from structures. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow suggests that as the minimum distance for homeowners, along with having nearby a fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed.
In case the ember gets loose, in case grease drippings hit the grass underneath, we've actually had somebody put it on a wood deck and the grease dripped down and then it ignited and then they lost their deck and part of the back wall of their house. That has happened.
Baus also stresses keeping yards mowed because the numerous green belts connecting both Bryan and College Station.
If we get a fire started in somebody's yard and it connects to a green belt, it can go over to another neighborhood.
For miles, in essence.
And if you haven't kept your yard mowed and clean, you're going to help contribute if it gets to your house.
Baus says taller grass burns faster. Three men recently arrested for what's turned out to be 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station, Austin, and Grimes County are now charged with engaging in organized criminal activity. Two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Kenneth and Sean Greer, returned to jail after posting bond a couple of weeks ago, while bond was increased another $100,000 on 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez of Bryan. According to the newest report from the College Station Police, a recent search of a detached garage at a home near Milliken resulted in the recovery of more than 300 stolen items. The property was linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Austin, and 6 in Grimes County. A former Burleson County District Attorney has been disbarred.
A panel of the State Bar of Texas says Charles Sebesta knowingly withheld evidence and used fake testimony to win a capital murder conviction and ultimate death sentence against Anthony Graves in the slaying of a half dozen people in 1992. Sebesta has been stripped of his license to practice law in Texas, effective immediately. In 2006, a federal appeals court reversed Graves' conviction, and in 2010, he was freed and declared innocent. James Stanley, TSN News.
Changes are coming to how the Bryan City Council administers the spending of hotel occupancy tax money. A unanimous vote included a call for increasing the number of quarterly training sessions for event organizers seeking hot money from 2 to 4 times a year. Councilman Chuck Condrilla is among the city's representatives on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Committee that screens applications.
When you look at them, it's intuitive. It's common sense. Are they staying here? Are they spending money here? Are they staying and spending money near here, but it's right on the border of Bryan, so we're probably going to have some impact? Is it on a need weekend? Did they last time? do their post-event analysis well. There's some that are dynamite. There's some that are not.
Events asking for under $50,000 go through a CVB committee whose recommendations are considered by the city manager. The council takes action on events asking for more than $50,000. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. There are several local celebrations.
Juneteenth events start Monday evening at the Lincoln Recreation Center with praises at the pavilion.
And we kicked that off in Jubilee style by hosting an event that encapsulates the gospel, gospel singing, soloists, praise dancing. It's going to be a joyous time. All you have to do is just come.
Supervisor Lance Jackson says the event starts at 6 p.m. at the center's Tarot Pavilion. Then Thursday at 9 a.m., you're invited to participate in a 2.2-mile legacy walk from the Lincoln Center to the George Bush Library, followed by the museum's free educational storytelling program. That evening, continue the celebrations with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Dancing, games, and live music for the whole family starting at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum invites you to come throughout the entire day for storytelling, lunch, a young entrepreneurs forum, and a screening of the movie Selma. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was time for someone to brag about the accomplishments of President George H.W. Bush. That's why his first chief of staff, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, wrote a book titled The Quiet Man. Sununu, who was at the Bush Library on the 91st birthday of the 41st president, says he's not trying to get dragged into endorsing any of the Republican candidates for president, including Jeb Bush.
Obviously, Jeb is running. I think it's going to be an interesting race, but I think there's a handful of the Republicans that certainly would make good presidents. I just think it's important for the process to sort itself out. As far as the family goes, it's one of the great families in American history.
Sununu says he's looking for a leader like President Bush.
George Bush listened a lot. He brought his staff, he brought in advisors from outside to give him an understanding on the tough decisions. But it was always clear to us that once he reached a point where he had made up his mind, that was it, as the case was with Kuwait when Saddam Hussein invaded. George Bush said, "This aggression shall not stand." That aggression did not stand.
Sununu says he favors someone who gets things done over someone who is good at what he called hot rhetoric. WTAW News Time, approaching 6:37. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or on WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Want to say a quick thank you to the gang at Suddenlink. Even after sitting here and telling you that you needed to go get those digital boxes for your TV, I got so caught up doing stuff I completely forgot. And the sales staff was so very nice. The place was packed. They were quick. And I appreciate their efforts because there's nothing worse than waiting. And I didn't have to wait long. I appreciate it. And speaking of waiting, if you're waiting for things to download, make sure you take the speed test challenge with Suddenlink. Suddenlink has the speedtest.suddenlink.com challenge. Take it today and discover just how slow your internet connection is. Download large files faster than ever before. Upload videos, social media sites, you can rock it. Stream HD movies so fast you forget you're even streaming them. Speeds up to 150 megs. Take the challenge by going to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Then get the fastest broadband internet for the price starting at just $35 a month with no contracts, and you get the We Promise money back guarantee. You can stop by the local store at 4114 East 29th Street, where they're really nice, or you can go to suddenlink.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at WCTractor.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Some morning sunshine followed by clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms developing today. 85 to 90. There's a chance of showers and storms tonight. 70. Partial sun tomorrow. We could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow. They're going to make their way up to about 85 to 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms taper off, 75. Partial sunshine Wednesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
When my team's scoring, doesn't really bother me that much.
That's coming from the starting pitcher for the Bombers, and you would hope your team would score some. It works better that way. We'll also have a look at the NBA playoffs and a local coach that is going into what amounts to the Hall of Fame for the Coach of the Year so far. All that and more, football coach, by the way, coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
Speaking of scoring runs, TCU seemed to have no problem doing that yesterday.
Nope, they did not.
That got to be boring after a while.
Neither did the Astros.
Oh, well. That's
nice. I know.
They lost seven in a row before they finally started.
That is very true.
That's it. So, John Podesta decided to go on Meet the Press yesterday to tell us all about how Weeble Wobble is going to be just fine as she becomes president. He defended her against criticism of being a flip-flopper on many issues. He said, I don't think there's been anyone more consistent in their entire career. She made her values clear. And her priorities clear. Yeah, we got her priorities right.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. On her shift regarding same-sex marriage, he said, times changed, the country has shifted, this isn't 1992, it's not 2008, it's 2015.
What She's difference at this point does it make?
Yeah. She's projecting into the future on what the country needs. Now.
See, that's just it. That's the most frustrating part of all of this.
Yeah.
Because it's not their opinion.
No.
My idea shifted because everybody else's did. I don't want you. I want somebody that's going to stick by their convictions.
Well, Glenn Beck's pretty fair because in this regard, because he says if you know when you people can change their minds, and typically it takes some sort of strong. There's something that happens in your life that causes this monumental shift in your opinions.
Yeah.
And a lot of people change since the mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. It's a different society, but. They had audio of her talking about gay marriage as recently as 2007.
Maybe
even later, but that's the one I remember. And so it's not that she changed with society. It took her much longer to come around.
Yeah, when she saw it was politically expedient.
Exactly. Yeah.
For his part, Chris Christie said, quote, Mrs. Clinton doesn't hear from anybody. She doesn't talk to anybody. She doesn't take questions from anybody. How would she know what real Americans are really concerned about? And when she's out giving paid speeches, I don't understand when she would know what she was saying yesterday about real Americans. How would she know?
None of them do anymore.
Well, but that, see, now I guess the Republicans are going to use Chris Christie as their attack dog. He's the largest pit bull in history, but anyway. Because, I mean, yeah, he may run for president, but, I mean, I think he's going to say he's going to ramp up with that kind of rhetoric, which, again, I don't disagree with. I mean, obviously, she doesn't want to be pressed by the media. You know, their answer, her flack says, well, no, she's not having news conferences. Karen Finney is her name. She said, Hillary is leading pretty handily over all of her Democrat opponents and all the Republican candidates. She is still the top choice. She has spent hours talking with voters. people who want to know who you are, what influences you, money. Now she's just not just what your positions are, but what's in your heart. Yeah, that's it.
I just ran across something on Facebook.
Yeah.
It says Hillary Clinton for prison, 2016.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Jeb Bush apparently going to launch his campaign officially today.
I don't care.
All right. At Miami-Dade College. He released a video titled Jeb Today and Tomorrow on Saturday using his Twitter account. The video shows him interacting with residents.
I don't care.
He's an interesting guy. I think The Atlantic did a fairly extensive piece on him. The Bush family, obviously, really fascinating in their service to the country. Not necessarily the most conservative out there. I mean, they are, after all, New Englanders when it's all said and done. I mean, that's true that 41 came down here and got in the oil business and actually owned a boating business first. You know, he was the Chris Craft dealer for Houston for a period of time.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, he is from Texas, too, but he is of the, you know, the Northeast, and it's just a little bit different. Compassion conservative is what his son used. But, I mean, Jeb Bush has spent some time in some impoverished countries, pretty much went out on his own and learned how to subsist. I mean, learned how to and you look at him, and you don't necessarily see that, but, I mean, he's the kind of guy who got tossed out in the woods and stayed out there until he could make his way back into civilization, did that for himself to become stronger. He's an interesting guy. I'm just not sure that he necessarily is electable. And after all, that is what we're talking about.
It's part of it's the Bush name, but I was there when John Sununu was speaking to reporters, and I agree with him that there's a lot of leadership qualities in governors, and I do prefer governor type leadership in our chief executive.
Yeah. What do you think? He's about the smartest guy who's been in public office probably in the last couple of decades.
Wikipedia puts him on a list. They call him the mega genius or something like that. 99.9999% of the population is not quite as smart as him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bill Clinton's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty intelligent, but I think this guy may be smarter. And that's that probably was fascinating to get to hear him speak.
It was.
So Santonia got a black Republican mayor. Uh-huh.
Dope.
Female black Republican mayor. Well, it's interesting because Letitia Vandepute, very well respected when she was in the Texas Senate, respected by Republicans and Democrats. Now, she knew she was going to get spanked, and she did, by Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. But, gosh, she went back to get elected mayor of San Antonio and lost. It's a special election. It doesn't go for a full term, but it doesn't matter. Ivy Taylor is the city's interim mayor right now. And basically, the chairman of the Bexar County Democrat, one of the county commissioner, basically said it all. He said, at the end of the day, we needed 3,000 Democrats to get off their asses and go vote. Quote. That's what he said. And they didn't.
God love them.
He said, all we need is 3,000 people to get up off the couch.
Well, and I get that it's an off-year election. I don't know how many were eligible to vote, so I don't know the percentage, but 33,000 voted.
Yeah, that's sad. That is sad.
Paltry.
Well, you know, but I talk about that in school board elections. I call them junior varsity basketball scores. I mean, that's just you need to be out there voting in every possible race that you can.
It really is more important in your daily life than the vote for president.
One of the names that you probably need to know is probably responsible for that is a guy named Justin Hollis. You wouldn't know him, but he's a GOP strategist.
If you heard of Will Hurd and you know that he won, it's
fighting
because
Texas
of this
Aggie
guy.
Will Hurd. That's right. He beat Pete Gallego in the House race down, and he was from Alpine, but down in that area. He obviously is a pretty sharp strategist. He knows what wins in South Texas, and right now what wins is Ivy Taylor. She's the first black mayor of San Antonio. So there you are. It's 6:48.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side, and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. There are home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A pair of Aggie ladies enjoyed successful NCAA title defenses in track and field this weekend. Shamar Little and Shelby Vaughn were both victorious as they completed undefeated campaigns in the 400 hurdles and discus, respectively, in leading A&M to a third-place finish in the chase to defend their NCAA championship.
Oregon claimed the top spot, followed by Kentucky. On the guys' side, they finished sixth in the NCAA championships, with Lotario Colley repeating as the triple jump champion. From LoneStarGridiron.com, Coach Lee Fedora, the Navasota Rattlers head coach, finished the season 16-0, won the Class 4A Division I state championship. The championship win was his second in the last 3 years, and he was named the Coach of the Year. Fedora is the all-time winningest coach at Navasota. His tenure there spans 2005-14 with a record of 97-29-0, including 8 straight seasons with 9-plus wins. Fedora won the Class 3A Lone Star Gridiron Coach of the Year in 2012 as well. Brazos Valley Bombers continued their hot start of the 2015 season, beating the Victoria Generals Saturday. The Bombers scored in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, taking a 6-0 lead. The Generals carded 4 runs in the 7th, but the Bombers held on for a 6-4 win. With the Bombers scoring in 5 of the first 6 innings, pitcher Tyler Lawrence was asked if waiting to get back on the field was ever a problem.
You know, I was just on tonight, just pumping the strike zone. Usually those waits like that, when my team's scoring, doesn't really bother me that much. My arm usually stays hot throughout the game.
Things were a little closer last night for the Bombers. They made it 3 in the row, though, sweeping Victoria 3-2. The 10-2 Bombers hit the road to the Woodlands Tuesday. 6:45 the pregame and the start at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. In the NBA championship, the Golden State Warriors are one game away from winning their first crown in 40 years. Steph Curry poured in 17 of his 37 in the fourth quarter.
Curry gets a screen, gets doubled, dumps behind the back left hand, crossovers, fades and fires. Oh my goodness! Curry with another three! The Warriors have a 10-point lead with 2:43 to go. Curry's got 30!
The Warriors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 104-91 to take a 3-2 lead despite a triple-double by Cavs superstar LeBron James. 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. He pretty much did it all by himself. Curry said the key to the win was the way he and the Warriors handled the man-to-man D from the Cavaliers.
They've been trapping a lot of pick and rolls, so when I have an opportunity to go one-on-one, I got to be really aggressive, and I get him off balance and shoot a three, and you got to just make those shots the way they're defending us.
Game 6 is on Tuesday. In Major League Baseball, rookie Lance McCullers and 4 relievers combined to 2 hit the Mariners. Evan Gattis tied his career high with 4 hits in the Astros' cruise to a 13-0 shellacking of Seattle. Astros skipper A.J. Hinch said the rookie was impressive.
That's a great sign when he can battle through his innings, gets through 5 scoreless, hitless, a few walks in there that he won't be happy about. But if those are his bad days, that's a pretty good day.
Colorado visits H-Town for a 7:10 start on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The Minnesota Twins came back in the ninth to beat the Texas Rangers 4-3 to end a 5-game losing streak. Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrews said the team played well. The Twinkies were just better yesterday.
It was a great game. We bought into the last inning. They played better baseball than us today. So, like you say, we win the series and, move on now and be ready for the Dodgers tomorrow.
The L.A. Dodgers are in Arlington for a 7:05 start that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In the College World Series, Preston Morrison limited LSU to 5 hits and a run in 7 innings in a 10-3 win for the Horned Frogs. TCU headman Jim Schlossnagel said the Horned Frogs took advantage of what they were given.
I thought that was going to be neck and neck there in the first couple innings. Poche was pitching well. Preston was pitching well. Cody throwing the guy out the plate gave us a big lift. And then obviously, we took advantage of some of the things that they had, made mistakes on early in the game.
TCU will play a Bracket 2 winners game against Cal State Fullerton or Vandy Tuesday night. The Chicago Blackhawks can wrap up their 3rd Stanley Cup title in 6 years with a victory over Tampa Bay tonight. The Blackhawks took a 3-2 lead by edging the Lightning 2-1 in Game 5 Saturday. In the PGA, Fabian Gomez of Argentina won for the first time on the PGA Tour, taking the St. Jude Classic, beating England's Greg Owen by 4 strokes. And finally, Kurt Busch won his 2nd NASCAR Sprint Cup race of the season, a rain-shortened event at Michigan's International Speedway Sunday that was called 62 laps short of its scheduled distance. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Got hard work? Get it done with a...